Javier Sotomayor can jump higher than anyone else on the planet. He's an Olympic gold medalist, the only person to ever clear 8 feet in the high jump. Given the opportunity, he could have jumped over Shaq's head. Hello, and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
As a kid in Cuba in the 1970s, Javier Sotomayor is afraid of heights. He's also super good at the high jump. Such an ironic combination. In the high jump, competitors take a running leap over a horizontal bar set to a certain height. If they hit the bar, the jump doesn't count. They have to fully clear it. They're basically jumping backwards as well, doing a high-flying trust fall onto the pad behind the bar. A fear of heights does not make this very easy. To become the best, Javier needs to conquer his fear. So he straps on a parachute and goes skydiving. He focuses on mind over matter, and it works. By the age of 15, Javier is clearing the bar at 6.5 feet. In 1988, 21-year-old Javier competes at the international track meet in Salamanca, Spain. For his second jump, Javier goes big, real big. He sets the bar to 7 feet, 11.5 inches. Higher than anyone has cleared before. And he does clear it, breaking a world record. But the victory is bittersweet. Javier's just proven he's the best jumper in the world, but he will not be allowed to compete in that year's Olympics because Cuba is boycotting them. Javier needs to find another way to distinguish himself now, another challenge, in case he never makes it to the Olympics. He sets his sights on 8 feet, just a half inch higher than his brand new record, and a milestone no high jumper has reached before. Breaking the 8-foot barrier will be a mental challenge as well as a physical one. Just like when he overcame his fear of heights, Javier sets out to further put mind over matter. He starts working with sports psychologists in Havana. While his coaches help train his body, these guys help him train his brain. The main technique they use is visualization. If Javier is going to break 8 feet, he needs to truly believe he can do it. In his mind's eye, he needs to see it happening. He imagines every step, the run to the pole, the jump, flying head first through the air, and tumbling onto the landing pad. He says he concentrates on the speed and rhythm of the run, then the power of the jump, and every movement in the air. Javier visualizes all of this so intensely, just sitting in his psychologist's office, he breaks a sweat. That's a good sign, a real good sign. July 1989, the Caribbean Track and Field Championships in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Javier asks for the bar to be raised to 8 feet. He remembers what he visualized, and then he puts it into action. Fans clap, building up a cadence as he runs, gaining momentum. He slows his stride as he approaches the bar, extending his legs to bounce. He then speeds up again for the final steps, leaps, arches his back, head and right arm over the bar, his torso sails through the air, his legs flip up behind him, and he clears it. 21-year-old Javier Sotomayor has just broken a world record, becoming the only person in history to clear the 8-foot jump. Javier will then go on to win more gold at more international meets, the Pan American Games, and then, in 1992, he gets his Olympics. The Barcelona Olympics, where he wins gold. Then, at the 1993 International Track Meet in Salamanca, Javier sets the bar at 30 feet and clears that, but then dies when he misses the landing pad. JK, that's crazy. No, he sets the bar at 8 feet, quarter of an inch, then breaks his own world record a record that still stands today, almost 30 years later. Since retiring, he works with young Cuban athletes, helping them visualize their own dreams as strongly as he once did, so they too can jump over any obstacle. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other podcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For this episode, we found coverage by the Olympic Channel and the New York Times incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerlin. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.